The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 7:40 on this Tuesday morning. I think a lot of us that sort of took a little extra time off in the month of August are getting caught up on all that work right now. And that was the same for Port Huron City Council last night, a lengthy agenda for the council. Joining us right now is Port Huron's Mayor, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You did have a lengthy agenda last night.
We did, because it's been actually 5 weeks since we've met, because we only meet the one time in July and August, and then there was an extra Monday, and so we had a lot of catching up to do.
Well, we're not going to go through every single item on the agenda, otherwise we'd be here as long as you were at the city council meeting last night. But let's talk about the former River District Market property along Electric Avenue. That's a big deal, isn't it?
You know, it's exciting. It really is. You know, one of the council's goals over the last few years has been to find ways to increase housing in the city, which is not always easy to do, and especially in that middle market. And this development will meet that goal. So we're very much looking forward to it. We acquired the property after it sat vacant after the fire that was there for River District Market for quite a while, and with the hopes of attracting someone, which we did. So we're very, very excited about it.
More contracts for the construction of a new fire station last night as well.
Yes, we are moving forward with that. We've gone through studies and had two different firms come in and look at the current fire hall over on the river there, and which is our central station. And the repairs that were needed just were not prudent to do. I mean, it was cost way too much money. It was much more prudent to build a new building. That building has been there for, you know, over 50 years. So, and it's obsolete as well as having some structural problems. So, we are looking at relocating. We own the property over at 10th and between Chestnut and White, and we think it'll be a nice addition to the neighborhood. And so last night we approved moving forward with doing construction plans.
Other highlights from last night's meeting, things that you think we need to know about or that you want to talk about?
Well, actually, those are the two big things, yeah, and the two important things that went on at last night's meeting. Of course, we did our normal appointments and paying the bills and all of those types of things. And but as far as items that were right out there, those are the two that were. So.
Summer's over, we're on to fall, and I know, you know, we say that with the change of every season. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're here, but here we are, and really just a handful of new meetings now in the fourth quarter. So anything on the horizon that that you look forward to now?
No, just moving forward, and certainly there's a lot of development going on, and we're very anxious and watching that all happen. I mean, you've got the Wrigley Center and you've got this new one going on, and it's just in the fire station. I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of progress going on, so we're really looking forward to that.
You know, it's interesting you point that out. I mean, some things slowed it down a bit during the pandemic, but nothing halted. Nothing got derailed.
No.
And we have seen just, it seems like every year for the past few years, we've had something new that we've had on the horizon, ribbon cuttings, developments, and it just continues.
No, you're absolutely right, because during COVID, you would have thought that we would have come to a screeching halt. And although it did slow everything down, and of course, prices have gone up on most things, so that's always a problem too. But we are more moving forward, and we've got some exciting things happening.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting in the next several weeks and months. Pauline, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.